Hey guys.
Hey, welcome to In These Streets.
This is Krista.
This is Miranda.
Are you guys ready for another episode of Fun Times?
Episode 6. Yeah. Yes.
Ooh, but is it going to be fun times? We shall see.
I don't know. We're going to get a little heavy this time, I think.
I know.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm a little nervous about it.
I am too, because we've never really gotten like too heavy. Yeah. Not yet.
Like we might get up in some feelings.
Oh, God. Oh, those feelings. Dreaded feelings.
Those dreaded feelings.
I hate them.
Me too. I try to avoid them at all times.
Me too. Or at least about like old shit that's happened in the past. Like, right. But it shapes who we are.
It does. And so, that's, you got to live and you learn.
Yeah.
Got to live and you learn.
That is the thing. And that's what, we got to, yeah. You just got to live and learn. People, you're going to have some shit. It's going to go down in your life. It's going to change who you are. It's going to mold you.
And you know what? We are here to talk about all of your shit and all of our shit.
Yeah. So. We're putting our shit out there. So, I mean, feel free to join us and put your shit out there as well. I feel like we got some shit to share tonight, not just ours.
Yeah, we have our shit and other people's shit to share.
We always have our shit.
Yeah, you guys know we always have our shit.
Always.
So how, well, I guess it's Monday. So is it Monday? Yeah, it's Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
But I mean, weekend was fun. We had another fun weekend.
We did. We got out in the streets.
Yeah, we did.
I was excited about it.
Yeah.
We went and shook our ass a little bit. Some more. Sweaty as fuck.
Oh my gosh. Like, these people need to invest in some better AC units.
That's what I'm saying. The club is called Chill. It was not Chill. It was so hot in that motherfucker. Like, I thought I was going to die.
Still a fun time. Hey, shout out to Chill and Grapevine.
Yeah, Chill and Grapevine. You can sponsor us if you want to. I mean, we're just saying. It's whatever.
What are you enjoying to drink tonight?
Oh, you know me. It's going to be rum and Coke. I'm actually drinking some Captain Morgan spiced rum.
Hey, girl.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
I went with vodka tonight. I feel like vodka is going to do me justice.
Okay.
For this conversation. I'm enjoying some Tito's with water and Crystal Light.
Mm-hmm.
Summer's coming up. Let's keep the calories down.
Keep them calories down.
But also hydrate at the same time, guys.
Oh, Lord. I'm so bad about that. I'm the worst.
That's why I drink my vodka with water.
She does. It's all pink. It's so cute and curly.
Crystal Light. Yeah, I know.
I know.
It matches us perfectly.
I'd actually been putting Crystal Light, the lemonade, in my blueberry vodka. Western Sun vodka. That's another little shout out there. I love that shit. The blueberry vodka is,
let's see, bomb. how many liquors we can get to sponsor us,
right? We drink enough. We should like totally have stock in liquor right now. Like,
we should. I don't know, the last few episodes we haven't really been drinking.
No, not that much.
Yeah. Tonight we needed a little liquid courage,
right? I'm not like, we're so used to being funny, or trying to be funny anyway. I hope we're funny.
Yeah.
I think people think we're funny.
Yeah, but I think like we should just dive right in.
All
right,
let's get it, man. Let's get it. So we decided that this episode is going to be about breakups, and we've been getting lots of messages from our followers on the Instagrams.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to talk about a horrible freaking breakup? Or, you know, anything
right.
of that nature. Let's just relive all of our worst moments.
I know.
Sit down. Let's just do this, guys. Let's
we're
just
gonna
do this.
Go ahead and just fucking get it out of the way. Let's get it out there.
Yeah, we're just gonna rip the Band-Aid off.
Quickly.
I mean, so really, what do you think? How does one sit down and realize that they come to the conclusion that they are done with a relationship?
Mm.
You know? Like, I think that's the hardest part about anything is, like, figuring out your ending point.
Right.
Like, how do we know when it's,
I think it's
time
just
to just end?
It's just a culmination of things. It just kind of builds and builds over time. But then you find yourself, like, okay, now you're just getting annoyed with the stupid shit. And you'll find any excuse. Just be like, okay, if he puts the toilet paper on the wrong way, I'm out of here. He's fucking out. I'm done. We're over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I totally know what you mean. I have totally found myself in that place where I'm just like, any little thing.
Yeah.
Just do one more thing. Just do one. Look at me. Breathe the
right.
wrong way. You inhaled like a motherfucker. I am done with you.
Right. Just one more thing. Fucking dare you. Fucking dare you.
Look at me. Side eye me. Please.
Right.
Dare you.
It's so bad. But I mean, it's just, it's a culmination of things. You get to that point after so much crap has happened. But the question is, how many of us act on it rather than staying too long?
I know I have definitely been that person that has stayed in a relationship for too long after I knew it was done.
Right.
Like, I'm talking at least a year.
Oh, gosh. Girl. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes they should be over before they even begin, and that's a problem.
Well, this one definitely wasn't. Specifically, I'm talking about like when I was married, like that definitely should have been over with probably a year prior to it actually being over with.
Oh, but see,
but that's also different because I needed to work through like my emotions on all of it.
Right. And being a marriage, it's not like, like you just had no obligations or anything. Like it was just a clean break or whatever. No, you had like property and shit like that that you had to divvy up. And I think that makes it harder too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely for sure. But I mean, I think I've also stayed in relationships longer than need. Because I hate the whole like breakup thing. Because it's like, even if you're the person that breaks up with them, it's still sad because then it's like, you're never going to see that person again. And so you just have to go through like the emotions of all that. Like, like, I would just rather sit there for a little bit longer. Like, that's terrible. And it's like, I've gotten better. I've gotten way better about it, but it's still like, oh, it's just the worst.
No, it's like people sometimes equate it to a death.
I mean, that basically is what it is, unless there's a reason why you still have to have that person in your life. Because even if you start off with having that person in your life, a lot of times like people grow apart, like when you're not together all the time, and like you start to enter into other relationships, and then it just kind of becomes weird to like have your ex as a good friend.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, it's just kind of natural to kind of just like drift apart. So eventually they're going to be out of your life. But I mean, I can totally see that where it's like a death, where it's like all of a sudden you had this person in your life. Mm-hmm. And then a day later, you no longer have this person in your life.
Right. Or even people say that it could be worse than death because they're going on living without you.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I don't know. I don't ever think of it that way.
Yeah.
Like, live your life. Be happy. You know, don't be happier than me. But.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding, guys. I mean, we've all been there where we're like, God damn it. Like, how did they end up happier than me?
Oh,
like,
God.
I'm the one that did this. I'm just being a bitter Betty right now.
I am that bitch, and I swear to God, every single time I get out of a relationship, or I say not now, but back several years ago, whenever I was dating, every single one that I dated seemed to fucking marry the next girl. What the fuck was that all about? Was it like I was prepping them?
And of course.
They like got all their shit together and then they got their shit married to, or they got married to some other bitch. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Here I am still single. I like put all this work into this relationship. Like, was I just like your tester?
Is that not, yeah. Like, does that not just like irk you so bad when it's like you put in all this work and you just know that the next girl is going to benefit from it?
Yes.
I'm just like, oh, it just makes me want to just like scream sometimes because I'm like, no.
Oh, God. I know.
Like, this is like a recent for me. Like, I just found out about like someone moving on and I'm just like,
are you shitting me? Right? And they're like this whole huge better version of themselves. And you're just like, would you fucking die?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't wish death upon you. No. But I really just wish that I got to benefit from the things that I know that this person's, which you're welcome, girl.
Right.
You don't know me, but you're welcome.
Right. You're just taking all the shit that I put in the work for and just taking advantage of it. It's fine. It's whatever.
It is fine because honestly and truly, that person wouldn't have done that for me. And that's how it is in relationships. Like, you just get to a point when you're in a relationship where it's just kind of bad, and you know, like, they know the things that they should work on, but they're gonna not do it out of spite.
Sure. Absolutely.
You get to that like spiteful place in a relationship, so it's just shitty. So you need to like part your ways and just let that person take what they learned from y'all, from your relationship, into another one, and maybe it'll be better for them.
Maybe.
Like, wish you all the best.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Just wish the best and move on.
And then hopefully you come out a better person and not a shadier person, and you can take that into the next relationship.
But let's be real, that one little part of us is like, man, he's gonna be like an asshole, like, and just fuck every relationship up after us, or I at mean, least we hope.
Yeah,
so.
We all, guys and girls, we cannot help it. No. Like, we all kind of, like, in the back of our heads, even if we wish the best on people, like, mm-hmm. we all are like, oh,
yeah,
I just hope
real.
That you are single forever.
Exactly.
For fucking ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can put it out there and act like, yeah, I wish you the best. I wish you the best. But in the back of our mind, we're just like, oh.
Yeah, I just can't. Mm. Yeah. But I think, like, that's the toughest part, I think, of a breakup. Is, well, I mean, come on, let's be real. Like, everything about a breakup, even if you're the person, like, breaking up with someone, all of it's just bad. Mm. Like, I hate that's a part of anything. It's like, ugh. Like, how? But I hate, it's just all bad. Mm. But that's the toughest part, I think, is, like, coming to the conclusion, like, this needs to be done. It's like, what is your breaking point?
Yeah.
And I know it's just like, it's different for every person. It's different for every relationship. It's like, you never really know, but it's like, how much crap are you going to put up with before you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Now my tolerance for crap is like way lower, but my tolerance for crap used to be like really high.
Oh, girl.
And I was just like pushing myself through like so much shit. And I'm like, why? There's no point in this.
Girl, I was the ridiculous. Worst. And I think I mentioned that in a long time. We've been doing this for so long. No, in one of our previous episodes, I am one of those people that I will stay till the bitter fucking end. I do it. I just stay and I stay and I stay. And it's just been a pattern for me. I don't know if it's just like I feel like I'm failing if the relationship doesn't work because I put so much work into it. And I am like a loyal person when I'm in my relationship.
You are a very loyal person.
I am. Like, you probably wouldn't guess that, but I am. I'm a loyal person. And I do everything I can. I try and be the best girlfriend they ever fucking had or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I do my best. But, yeah, it still just seems to bite me in the ass. But I stay. I'm one of those people that stays. And it sucks so bad. I have so many bad stories about me staying.
Well, so from your bad stories, like, what would you say is, like, your hardest breakup?
My hardest. Oh, God. And, you know, we talked about this earlier today. I was just like, I'm trying to think of at least a funny one. I don't have any funny ones. I don't think. They're all just, like, fucking awful. But I mean,
your hardest one.
The hardest one. And it was my fault. And now, in retrospect, I notice it now in the shit that I was doing. But I had a guy that, God, the fucking red flags in the beginning were all there. And I was like, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Bitch, please. Like, I shouldn't have even begun the damn thing. But I did. And it lasted for 4 years. That's what I'm talking about. Like, and we were off and on for goodness. 4 years. We had the ex-wife drama, and he actually, like, went back to her, like, twice within those 4 years. And
girl.
Yeah. Yeah. He was living with me. And
this is why I always say, like, when you're done, you're done. I don't do the back and forth stuff.
I know. I was, okay.
Like, as much as, like, sometimes I would love to, like, go back to someone, I'm like, no, because it's never going to be the same.
No.
It is never going to be the same.
No, they're exes for a reason.
Yeah.
That's the point. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this motherfucker, he just, like, oh, he was a real mind fuck for me. He mm-hmm. really was. And it was an abusive relationship. We're going to say both mentally and a little bit physically. And that just kind of breaks a person down.
Well, yeah, that's something that you should never deal with.
No,
but I get where you're coming from because, yeah, I mean, my hardest relationship had a lot of like mental abuse, and that keeps somebody around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it does. And it really starts fucking with your head and you start feeling like you're less of a person. Yeah. Like, I remember one time he was just like, you're so fucking ugly when you cry. Like, he was making me cry and he just said that to me. And I was just like, wow, like, how heartless is that? You know, like, really? Wow. You're fucking ugly when you cry, right?
The exact thing that he was making you do and to hit you, like, when you're down.
Yeah.
That's some low down, dirty dog bullshit.
Oh, he was evil. He was. He was really evil.
But what would make you stay? Okay, so that's my question. It's like, somebody that treats you that way, like, what would make you stay and not realize that you need to end that relationship? Because when he said that, why wouldn't you be like, I'm done, I'm out, bye?
It was, I think, just the repeated abuse, the mental abuse. It just broke me down. And I don't know like how it began so much as to where I know that it ended. And it was horrible by the end, but it had to have been gradual, just to the point where I started to believe that I wasn't worth shit.
Nah, he was like, what made you worth shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty standard when it comes to like mental abuse and emotional abuse. And
you tend to get isolated from your family and the people that care about you. Mm-hmm. My best friends were just like, why the fuck are you still with him? And I would hide it whenever we would get back together.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And so
you don't want people to know that. It's completely embarrassing. Like, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's completely embarrassing.
It is. And especially if you've shared all the shit.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and I'm glad I did. Because a lot of times I'll tell people, like, don't air your dirty laundry out. But this is one of those cases to where people needed to know on the outside how I was being treated. So they knew, like, they could back me up rather than, oh, it's just a bunch of fucking drama. Like, no, like, he's really fucking hurting her.
Yeah. But I mean, I completely understand what you're talking about, because I hid that stuff from everybody forever, like, until the relationship was over, because it was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, I put myself in that situation, I allowed myself to stay in that situation.
Yes.
And
it's humiliating.
I didn't tell anybody about it, like, when it was going on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I completely understand. Now, like, I've been talking about it more, but it's still hard. It's still, like, it's still hard to talk about.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's still embarrassing. It's like, what kind of person, like, what? I mean, this is not funny, but it's a little bit embarrassing, like, just to know that you allowed yourself to do that. So how did you finally break yourself of going back and like break the cycle and get out of that relationship?
I think it just hit me one day, because I kept trying to work and better myself. And I did actually go to counseling with that particular one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I went to counseling with mine too.
Yeah.
It helps a lot.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. It really does. If anybody out there is like going through something, like, don't be afraid of that. It's not embarrassing.
Yeah.
What's embarrassing is staying in a situation that is abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you, especially if you have the ability to leave, you just don't.
Yeah.
And that's what's most embarrassing. But actually talking to somebody about the problems and working through it, there's nothing to be embarrassed about that, because you find yourself at a point where you're not in the right mental state. If you're putting up with shit like that, you're just not right in the mental state and just need a little bit of help, you know, trying to find your way.
Yeah.
And I think that's what helped me the most, was going to counseling. And then finally, I just got to the point where it's like, I'm tired of getting my shit fucked up. Like, he like kicked my door in. I had like holes in the walls that I had to plaster up. And he like kicked the very last night that I was over it. He like caused a scene. The police were outside of my apartment, and he like repeatedly kicked my car and like put all these dents in the side of my car. And I was just, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I deserve better than this. And that was the last time I saw him. I got a restraining order at that point.
Well, I'm very happy that you did, and that you realized that you're better than that, because you know that I love you.
I love you too.
And that I know that you're better than that.
I know that too. I know that too now. It took a lot of time to get to a point where I'm just like, man, what the fuck was I thinking? What was I thinking?
And it's so weird. It's so weird, because it's like, it's almost like an out of body experience to like look back on it and to think like, how was I ever that person?
Yeah.
And I wasn't that person before that. How did I ever allow myself to become that person?
Right.
And it's like, what the hell?
It's almost like a mind manipulation.
I mean, it is. It's them slowly manipulating you over time.
Right. And
to
isolating.
Make you. Yeah. And to make you think that you are that person.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to you about like some of the stuff that I went through, and it's like, yeah, it's like the person that I am, like, how the hell, how the hell is that ever a situation that I was in? But it happens.
Oh, exactly. Like now, oh girl, I would never in my life put up with any shit like that.
Well, hell
fucking
no.
Kick rocks, you know?
Hell no. That's why I'm single. I ain't putting up with that shit.
That's why we say, and I guess we've both been through it and been through the ringer in certain situations. You really have to know your worth, and you have to own your shit.
Yeah.
And we learned the hard way.
Yeah. I mean, I did. Definitely. I learned the hard way. And it's not fun.
No.
But, you know, I'm glad that I went through it because I realized, like, I really had, like, a weak spot in me where I could allow somebody to kind of come in and do that shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm being very vague.
It's touchy. It's hard to talk about.
It is hard to talk about. But I mean, I just allowed this person to kind of like make me feel like I was a less than person. And then I just one day was like, fuck it. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Right.
And
you just don't have to. Like,
luckily in my situation, I had a conversation with him about it and I was like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. You want to come at me this way? I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And he valued our relationship enough to change. And he did. Because that was like the first year and we were together for a while after that. And so he did change. But mm-hmm. it's still like, it still broke me down enough that like I had to like I had to work on myself again and I went to counseling and like did all this stuff and he worked on himself and it was fine. But yeah, I would not suggest you even put up with that for like a little bit. Don't do it.
No.
Don't allow somebody to break down your mental state.
Right.
Your physical state either.
No.
Luckily he never put hands on me because I probably would have lost my shit.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
There's just no way.
Right. And then you end up you hide that stuff from your family and your friends, too. It's really one of the most alone feelings I have ever had in my mm-hmm. life. Like, just I was alone, even though I was really fighting for this relationship. Like, what the actual fuck for?
Yeah.
But I've never really felt more alone in my life because, you know, you're hiding everything from everybody.
I mean, there are, I'm sure, because, I mean, both of us, like, we didn't know this. I mean, we've had conversations. We both have known this prior to this about each other, but we didn't know this at the time. Mm-hmm. And, like, we've sat down and had conversations. So I'm sure that there are so many more women, men in this world, because we know that men, the majority of the time, I would say probably aren't physically abused, but they could be emotionally abused
mm-hmm.
easily.
Definitely.
Because women are crazy. And, right. I mean, they can be physically abused too because women are fucking crazy.
Right.
But I mean, the amount of people that probably deal with this and don't talk about it because both of us didn't talk about it until afterwards.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's when you really feel comfortable. And I didn't talk about it for a couple of years after.
Yeah, me either. I told the closest people to me about like one of our breakups. And then eventually I did come out and tell my best friend about him actually hitting me and stuff like that. I did tell my best friend about that.
I'm so glad I wasn't around. I would have killed him.
I know.
I've been known to get ratchet. I would have killed him, I swear.
Oh girl, now like both of us, we would be like putting on freaking ski masks and hiding out his fucking like his house and shit.
I got you. Meet me at this state because we're about to bury a body, girl.
I'm totally kidding. But yeah. But it took a lot of just learning to forgive myself too, as you have such a huge amount of shame that comes mm-hmm. along with it while you're trying to get over it. You're just like so embarrassed and so just feel so shameful about it. And you have to forgive yourself and then start the process of forgiving the other person. You can't hold it. You know, you just can't hold those feelings forever. Only for the simple fact that you're not forgiving them for them. You're forgiving them for yourself.
Yeah.
It's a whole healing process you have to go through.
It definitely is. And counseling definitely helps. Like I would always suggest like anybody that is struggling through like a really bad relationship, like if you feel like you cannot get yourself out of it, go and see a counselor because it's amazing. Like the things that they can say to make you just think a different way or just realize like what you're going through. I mean, that helped me so much when I was dealing with all the crap that was like going on in my marriage and I was trying to end that relationship mm-hmm. or figure out if I wanted to end that relationship. And that helped me a lot. Yeah. I remember literally sitting down one day and like her, like my counselor was a girl and her asking me, we were at the very end of like our last session together, because after this I stopped going to her because I ended my relationship. But she was just like, straight up, like, we were talking and like we had been talking about like communication and all this stuff and like working on things. And then she's like, well, you know, I have one more question for you. And I was like, okay. And she was like, do you still love him? And I like immediately said yes. But then like the words came out of my mouth and in my head I was like, no.
Oh.
And that's what made me like think. And it's like, I didn't even think about, because the moment like we were doing so much work on the relationship, it's like I didn't even stop to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like the way that she asked me, the moment in time that she asked me, it was just perfect that I was just like, and yes, I did. I verbally said yes.
Because that's what you've been conditioned to do.
Yeah. But in my mind, I was like, no. And it felt so wrong for that to come out of my mouth. And I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, really real for you. I was like, okay, this is done. Like, that was the moment that I was like, okay, no, this is done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, counseling.
Counseling.
Counseling is, I'm telling y'all, like, that is, like, number one. Number one.
For real. Like, you
get yourself out of a breakup. Get yourself through a breakup.
Right.
Like, all of this stuff. Counseling. Do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely recommend it. It helped me so much. It really did. And you don't realize a lot of the things that you're putting yourself through or that you're going through. Like, you start learning more and more the more you talk about it to somebody who's completely unbiased.
Yeah.
And somebody like, okay, I can tell you my problems. I can go to you and tell you, hey, so-and-so did this to me or whatever. And you're immediately going to go on a defensive mode and want to hurt somebody. Yeah. You know, but a counselor is not going to do that. They're going to find out why you are in that position, why you're putting yourself in that position.
Yeah, for sure.
And uncover a lot of the things that are going on in your head, why you would even allow that to happen to you.
Yeah. Man, okay.
Heavy.
We just got like straight up in here and I wasn't even meaning to.
Right. I wasn't even planning on talking about that.
I know.
But there is one more thing I want to bring up about it before we leave that alone. I find that it's a pattern too. Like, if you find yourself in an abusive relationship, whether it be physical, mental, whatever, I think you automatically kind of draw those people to you until you change your mindset. That's what happened to me. I've had more than one. I've had several.
See, I've just had the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't foresee me having any in the future. I would hope not.
You damn right. I'm never going to have that again in my life.
No, I'm pretty sure that I go through checks and balances now at this point in my life.
Yes.
So, and I try to be pretty, because that was the one thing, it was like isolating myself. Like, now I try to be pretty open with whoever I'm seeing, with my friends, my family. Like, I will tell everybody, and anything that happens, like, I will just, even if it's not good, I'll say it.
Yeah.
Because that was like the hardest part, is just like the isolation of, I've never felt so alone in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no better way to say it. That's exactly what happens. You are just, you're like fighting the battle by yourself and you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Clearly, especially if it's something that is repetitive, because you really teach people how to treat you.
Yeah.
And if you're in abusive relationships and you're taking it, there's something going on that you're putting out there that says that you'll allow it. And that's something
definitely
you really got to work out.
Yeah.
For sure. Ooh.
I know, we got to take a deep breath on that one, because I was like, dang, maybe we should have started with the funny story first.
Right? We do a whole lot of fucking freestyling. I was not expecting that to come out tonight.
Well, that was good.
Freestyle.
It was a good share. I'm getting a little like emotional around here. It's fine.
Oh, I mean, I just want people to feel like there is help out there. You can figure a way out. You can find
even
a way
if
out.
You don't want to talk to anyone else, you can send us a message.
Seriously.
We'll talk you through. We've been through some stuff, guys, and we'll talk you through it.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get here by accident. That's for damn sure.
Right. we will help you out, or we will point you in the right direction. We have resources.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we had to step away and take a break for a minute because this is getting like real serious, and this wasn't exactly where we thought we were going tonight, but
no.
Apparently this is where we're going. I started out with the question and now we're gonna go there. So I mean,
yeah, sorry. Like when I say that we freestyle, we really do. Like we decide on a topic, maybe two, that we want to talk about, and we just go with it.
Yeah. And we get it, like some few ideas, but we just kind of sit down and have a conversation about it, and right. where it goes, it goes. And this is where it's going tonight.
Yep. That's where it went.
So, I mean, hopefully you can learn some stuff from us, like when it's time to end a relationship.
Yeah.
And yeah. go from there and not do the things that we've done.
Seriously. Like, please learn to get out. Like, don't
suffer through any of this, because it's not worth it.
No.
I mean, there's some things that I never thought I would put up with ever in a relationship that I have. And I'm just like, I look back at it now and I'm just like, what in the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
Like, I am out of my ever loving mind. Like, it's literally an out-of-body experience to think about it now, because I'm like, how in the hell yes. was I ever that person?
Yes, because I am not that person anymore.
No, absolutely not. Like, I don't think either one of us are.
No.
And I'm just like, how do you ever think that you're going to be in that position? And it's like, I'm one person, like, I'm a strong fucking female. Like,
yeah.
I don't put up with a lot of shit ever, but it's like the shit that I have put up with in a relationship, I'm just like, I don't understand.
Mm-mm.
Don't get it.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough pill to swallow, and it's hard to really look back on that and know that you were ever that weak. Or I mean, would you say weak? I mean, it's weak, I guess.
It's like, I don't want to put that label on it.
Right. I know. All. And it's hard to say that even.
Like, yeah. But I mean, in the moment, yeah. When I look back on it, yeah, I feel like I was being a weak person. But it's like, you know, like when you've been in it, you know that it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I never want to put that label on anybody, because it's so much more than that. And it's really like when you're in a relationship like that, it's really like the little buildup over time.
Yes.
That makes you feel that way.
Definitely.
Like with me, it was, I mean, in my situation, it was just emotional abuse over time. And it would be like little things. And like, I kind of justified it in my head because he was going through a hard time, like a really, really hard time. And I was thinking like he was just taking it out on me.
Mm-hmm.
But it really changed me as a person for the time. Like, I had friends that would just be like, you know, you're not the same person. We don't know what's going on. Like, so much has changed. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I would just be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you used to be this like lively person and want to have so much fun. And now it's like, you barely want to go out and you just sit at home. And whenever you are out, you're not very much fun. And I distinctly remember having a conversation with two of my friends in the car. And just crying because one of them was just being like so straightforward, and they were like, you're not the same person that you were. What's going on with you? And literally all I would say is nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing's going on. But there was like a whole bunch of stuff going on. I just wasn't going to tell anybody about it.
Right.
Cause like to them, it's like, oh, I have this perfect relationship. It's fine. I'm like, well, no, it's not really fine. No. I mean, there's a whole bunch of crap going on. My significant other is drinking too much. He's waking me up in the middle of the night telling me that I'm a bitch and that I'm the worst person in the world and that he can't stand to be with me and that he wants to leave me like basically every single night.
Oh, God.
And keep me up for hours telling me this.
Would he just be drunk when he was doing it?
Yeah. He was drunk every night.
Oh, right. Okay.
Every night.
Which is not excusing it, but you know, does that fall under like you tell the truth when you're drunk? It's like they say it's a truth serum whenever you're drinking.
Yeah. So I mean, that's what I said in my head, but then it's like the next day he would text me and be like, "I'm so sorry."
Oh, so like, he knew, like it wasn't something that he just wasn't aware that he was doing.
Oh no, he knew. I mean, it was on purpose.
Man,
I would go to sleep because I had to work early and he didn't, and he'd be up late drinking and I'd be in bed asleep because I had to wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning,
right?
And he would wake me up. It was always around like midnight, and then keep me up for hours so that I hardly got any sleep,
just basically degrading you like all night.
It was like crazy. I felt like I lived in a crazy house.
Didn't you say that he wasn't working at that time? I know it's probably, you know, irrelevant to the conversation, but
yeah, he wasn't working at the time. He had just gotten out of the military and he was dealing with like a bunch of personal issues too. And yeah, so he wasn't working and I was the only one working, and he would do this. And I'm just like, what is going on? I'm literally like supporting you in everything, trying to make like this transition so much easier for you. But then he would be like, you're a fucking bitch. You're the worst thing that ever happened to me. Like, I don't know why I'm with you. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy. And then it was like, and then I would just sit there. I would just sit there and let him say all this stuff to me. I wouldn't even say anything back. Like, I had, because I would be like so shocked.
Yeah.
By what was going on. And it's like, because I would literally wake up to him like turning on the bedroom light and being like, I'm packing a bag. And I'd be like, why? And he's like, because you're a fucking bitch and I can't stand to be here and you make my life miserable and you're the worst person. All this kind of crazy stuff. Like, I literally can tell you guys, like, I probably blocked out probably like 75% of the stuff that he said to me.
Well, yeah. But you would have to.
Yeah. Like, it was just, and I remember thinking one day, I'm like, how am I here? Mm-hmm. How did I sign up for this? How? how am I this person? I don't even understand how I'm this person.
But you didn't. You took the vows. You became a wife. And you decided that while he was going through his hard time, that this is somehow how he needed to vent, but you allowed it just because he was going through this hard time, and you tried to excuse it because of that. But after a while, it breaks you down.
Yeah, it really does. And like, it broke me down for a little bit. And I literally did get to a point where I was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. And I told him, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I was like, you can pack your shit. You can get out. And I did it one night when he was drunk. Mm-hmm. And he woke me up and he said, I'm getting in my car and I'm leaving. And I handed him his keys and I said, fucking leave. Yeah. And I went into the bedroom and locked the door.
Rather than arguing with him and trying to get him to stay.
Yeah. I was like, forget it. I'm not doing this anymore. I was like, you want out? Get out.
Right.
And I was like, you want to kill yourself in your car drunk? Go. I didn't care at that point. I was like, I am so done with this crazy ass shit. But this was like torment of like 6 months or no. Yeah, it was probably about 6 months. Like torment, like at least like every night, every other night, like craziness.
I can see the dilemma, because then you would feel responsible. Like, I could see where you would put up with it in the beginning for the simple fact you would feel responsible if something happened to him. If he, like,
I did, like, and, that, because he was always like, I'm going to get in my car and drive away. I'm going to get in my car and drive. And he would be like wasted. And I'm like, if I let him drive, like, he's going to die. Like, he's going to get in a car wreck and die, like, right outside of our house. And I was like, I couldn't do that. And because he was going through like so much, like, I just felt like I needed to be there and like be his support, even though he was like shitting all over me. And I was like, I got to do this. But then it was just like one night I was like, I'm fucking done. And it was after my friends had that conversation with me, and I was like, you know, and it happened, and it was like literally the next time it happened after that. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. Like, literally that, because it was already embarrassing for me. Sure. I wasn't telling anybody about it, but then it was like, it was affecting me so much that other people could tell something was going on without knowing.
Right.
And so that was super embarrassing. And I was like, I cannot be this person. And then that really shot me back to reality of like, oh my God, like, I'm not the same person that I was.
Yeah. Shit is getting real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they knew that it was something going on between us because it happened when he came back. But I was like, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. No, everything was not fine. And people know your friends. Mm-hmm. Know your friends. And if something's not okay, say something.
Yeah, that's true.
They might not listen, but you should still say something. And I do have to say, to his credit, he did pull his shit together and he stopped drinking. Period. Like, he straight up stopped drinking for good like year at least. And after that, it was still like good. It was never back to that point.
But still, there's damage.
Was because like when he started drinking again, I would get very like, what are you going to say? Like, I distinctly remember this one time. This one's going to be a little hard because it was a bad night. I distinctly remember one time we went to a Halloween party, and before we went to the Halloween party, like I had gotten dressed up and I was like looking really cute. And I like asked him, I was like, how do you like my outfit? And he was like, He's like, I've seen better. And I was like, okay. Well, you're an asshole. It's fine.
Right.
Gonna go anyways. I look hot. It's fine. Well, then we get to the party. Well, he told me that he didn't want to go to the party with me. He didn't want me to go. It was our friend's party. He didn't want me to go. And I was like, well, we're together. It's our mutual friend's party.
Yeah.
We were both invited. It'd be kind of weird if I didn't go. I'm going. Mm. He was like, okay. Well, on the way to the party, he was like, I don't want to talk to you all night.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what is...
I was like, what are you... What? And he was like, he's like, I just want to enjoy my time. I don't want you around. I was like, so you can't enjoy your time if I'm around? And he's like, no.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. And I remember getting to the party, and he literally would not even look at me.
Hell, did you ever figure out what was going on?
He just didn't want me around. He'd not want me around.
Wow.
And that's just like the mind games, you know? Mm-hmm. But he wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So, but hey, people are good at faking stuff, and I faked it all night.
Yeah.
But he literally wouldn't even look at me. I remember walking up to him to ask him a question, and he would not even look at me or acknowledge that I asked him the question.
What the hell? It's almost like he's being passive aggressive to make you feel bad for something.
People didn't even know that we were together at the party. Like other people that were there that we didn't know. Like I remember having a conversation with other people and telling them like I was married, and they were like, oh, where's your husband? And I was like, oh, he's over there. And they were like, oh, that's your husband? Yeah, that's my husband. That won't come within 10 feet of me. That's okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Talk about embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'd have friggin' explained to a million people why. Yeah, that's my husband over there. That won't talk to me. It's fine. We didn't have a fight or anything on the way over here. No, he just decided that he didn't want to have anything to do with me.
It just seemed like it just came like out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. It was all mind games.
And it seemed, I mean, that's what happens, though. It is a big fucking mind fuck until they kind of just have control of your feelings. And I don't know if they get off on that or what, but
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can tell you he was not getting off anywhere. Not with me.
We got to make it a little bit funny at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that crazy. I was not giving him nothing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, girl, fuck no. You think you're going to, like, get me in bed after this? Like, hell, you can go jerk off in the shower.
I mean, for one, that is not sexy at all. That doesn't turn me on. No. Obviously, I'm not down for it.
Right. How about, oh, God, like, I can't even acknowledge you, but let's go home and have sex. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it wasn't happening then. But, yeah, that was like, really, that was really intense. I didn't think I was going to share that, but I guess I did.
I remember you saying there was going to be certain things that you didn't want to talk about, but I think it's good. I think it's good that you talk about, because it's your story. Yeah. And you know, like we were talking about before, somebody was asking you why you weren't over your husband, and it's not the fact that you weren't over it, it was just, it's part of your history. It's okay to talk about it.
It is. That was the most infuriating thing I think someone has ever said in my life, and I showed so much self-control.
You
when
did.
This person,
I was
said
so proud
this.
Of you.
I should have lost my shit on this person, but I didn't. Because what kind of person are you that you go through hard times, bad relationships, good relationships, endings, breakups, all of these things, and don't learn from them?
Yeah.
You learn from the good. You learn from the bad. You learn from everything. And if you're not learning from that relationship, then you're not living. I'm sorry, but you're not. You're not growing as a person. You're not doing the things that you need to do to be a better person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you're not.
I'm over here nodding my head like anybody can see me. But I'm forgetting the mics are here right now.
I know. We're just having like a super intense conversation with each other. But seriously, like that person, I mean, I hope the best for you. But do not sit here and tell me that I'm not over something. No.
Yeah, that was so annoying.
You live and you learn. You don't forget. You can't just like forget that something happened.
Right.
It happened. Yeah. You need to live through it, mm-hmm. get past it, and figure it out and how to move on from it.
Yeah.
And not to sit here and just think about all the bad that happened from it. Because there's terrible things that happen, but there's also like, there's a reason, there's some good that you can pull from it.
Sure.
So you need to remember that stuff too. I mean, there's a lot of good that I pulled from that relationship, and I grew so significantly as a person from that relationship, and I will never discount that. No. And just pretending like it never happened is going to completely discount everything that I did during that relationship. All of the growth that I had as a person, mm-hmm. I'm not going to forget about it.
No, it essentially shapes who you are. All exactly. of the good and all of the bad shape who you are. It, maybe you can help somebody later
exactly.
with the experiences that you've had, which is what you were trying to do in that particular case.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we were trying to do right here. We are reliving not some great moments in our life.
Right.
In hopes that maybe someone will hear this and realize, like, I'm not living this greatest moment in my life, but that doesn't mean that I can't get past it.
Yeah.
Because, hey, we on the other side.
We are on the other
side. We are on the other side. And it is.
And life can be great.
And it is great.
Yeah, it is great. It's even if you feel like you're in the throes of just some fucking bullshit that you will never get out of.
And you know, and life cycles, and like there's a lot of bullshit that you're gonna have to deal with outside of even freaking relationships, like life shit.
Yes.
That you're gonna have to deal with and get through. And you gotta realize like it gets hard, and like you have people that you can reach out to. You can do everything that you need to do. You can work past all the hard shit mm-hmm. and get to the other side.
Absolutely. You got to go through it to get to the end. You really do.
You really do. That's all you can do.
Oh, yeah. You find yourself in some situations and it's just, it takes work to get out of it, but it does. It shapes who you are. It defines, I mean, not necessarily defines you, but you learn so much and from the good and the bad. And that's how you learn what your deal breakers are. And your red flags and all the things that, you know, we were talking about. And
there was like a build up to this episode. So I'm glad that we're having it.
Yeah.
And I mean, we would just love for all of you guys that listen to it. I mean, if you get to a point where if you're in this situation and you need someone to talk to, we're here.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can totally reach out to us. I mean, we might not be professionals, but I could probably help you find a professional wherever you're at. Right. But also, we're just here if you want somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And you can private message us and do all the things, and we're not going to say anything about it.
Sometimes just somebody to tell it to that doesn't know you, that you wouldn't be embarrassed to tell it to.
Yeah. Because sometimes like, even if it's not a counselor, if it was us, if you guys picked us, it's just somebody that's removed from your life, that is just a little bit easier to tell than like other people, because it's hard to have all of those like flowing opinions when you're going through all of this mental stuff mm-hmm. in your own head, in your own body, and you just need to get out of it for a minute.
Yeah, you do. Just kind of release some of that for a moment at least. Man, wow, we really did not plan on it going this way, but
I'm kind of glad that it did.
I'm glad that it did too.
You guys know us a little bit more. I mean, we're not all fun and crazy and wild and crazy.
Oh, no.
we have a little bit more depth to us.
Yes, that was exactly what I was about to say.
But now we dealt with all this crap. And we dealt with it in a healthy way, and we've moved on from it. And now we get to live the fun life.
Yeah.
And like have fun and, you know, joke around and be crazy.
Yes. Just feel normal again.
Yeah. Because coming out of that stuff, like you can feel not normal for a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know where else to get with this at this point.
I know. I think that we're going to wrap this one up, and we still have more to talk about from breakups, but this will be just our kind of lead way into everything else and give our side of the stories. And next time we'll give some of y'all's side of the stories.
Yes, definitely. I actually hopefully we can, you know, find some humor. I wasn't, you know, neither one of us were expecting this episode.
I know, so we're heavy. Both like, oh my God. We're
looking at each other like, what the fuck did we just do? Okay, it's fine though. It's fine.
We're committing to it. It's fine.
Yeah. We went there and we're just going to go ahead and finish it on out. You got to go through it, right?
Yeah. Right. You do have to go through it. You got to live through it. You got to learn from it. Don't forget it.
Yes.
Don't let other people tell you that you should be forgetting it to move on. No, that's not how you learn from things. Exactly. Okay. Gosh, okay, I'm gonna be still a little bit bitter about that. It is okay, Krista.
It's okay. Girl, it's okay.
Woosah. It is okay. But we hope to be back next week with some more. I think we're gonna go like breakup advice. Mm-hmm. So we gave you the hard stories, and so next week we will give you advice how to get through the hard times. Mm-hmm. Maybe some funny breakup stories too.
Oh girl.
I got at least one in there.
We got certainly there's I've been through so many of them. There's like I have the bad ones, the good ones, it's fine, it's whatever, we can yeah. We'll cover it all.
Well, make sure that you like this episode, that you're following us on Instagram at inthestreets.podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at inthestreets,
Twitter at inthestreets1, so inthestreets1 on Twitter.
Yeah, and hopefully we will have a website for y'all soon.
Yep,
maybe some merchandise for y'all to purchase soon. We're working on some stuff,
hopefully.
Yeah, but join us next week for some more breakups.
Oh yay.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
All right.
Until next time.
Bye.